Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Start off with recent comments by the now ousted Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who said just yesterday, the fact that the House of Representatives is leaderless at this important moment, he says, quote, why would you ever remove a speaker during a term and, quote, raise a doubt around the world? Did your actions this week to remove the speaker undermine U.S. national security and safety?
Well, I don't think that other countries think about Kevin McCarthy's speakership quite as much as Kevin McCarthy does. We'll have a new speaker next week and we'll be prepared to do our work. Kevin McCarthy was removed because he made multiple contradictory promises to people that ultimately could not be reconciled. The Democrats didn't trust him, House Republicans on the conservative side of our caucus didn't trust him, and that ultimately led to us making a decision to move forward with someone new.
Yeah, so you had Matt Gaetz, our Congressman Matt Gaetz, District 1, Florida. He was talking with Kristen Welker on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. And, you know, that question, did you create more instability in the world by this vote to ouster? Because, you know, you do have the ouster earlier this week, and then you have the attack in Israel. Was that a sensing of weakness? And it sure is hard to see how the two could be connected. It seems like this attack was in the planning for quite some time based on the level of execution and ongoing execution. I mean, all the different ways in which Hamas has been attacking Israel for the last several days. But speaking of the speaker vote that's going to come up this week.
Fortunately, we've got two great men running for speaker, Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. I reject the premise that this is going to drag on for weeks. My colleague Kevin Hearn was contemplating a run, but I received a message from him recently that he won't be mounting that campaign precisely because in a two-man race, it's going to be pretty clear who gets the most votes.
Yeah, I mean, if you got Scalise versus Jordan, you know, somebody's going to get the more votes. And then, you know, what I could see a possibility happening is you might have a round of voting, which would have, say, let's imagine a majority for Jim Jordan, okay, of Republicans, okay, and then a minority of Republicans for Steve Scalise, and then, you know, Hakeem Jeffries is going to get, you know, 200 and whatever Democrats, okay, not enough to be the speaker. So he would actually win the first round of voting. Right. Even though he wouldn't get enough to get the majority. And then in the second round of voting, all the Republicans are going to go for whoever got the first round of voting out of the Republicans. So I would see a two round election it seems unlikely to be anything else unless some. It's hard to see anything else, but that's how it'll likely play out. So Matt is talking with Kristen Welker. And of course, in the middle of answering on the speaker, he decides to bring up Israel, which is appropriate given the attack and all the concern we have.
I do want to say, based on what's going on in Israel right now, it is horrifying. We stand with the people of Israel. Israel has a right to defend itself. I get the sense that Israel is going to be larger, not smaller, at the end of this conflict. And you have to take note that every place, whether it's Gaza or Judea and Samaria, where Israel has given back territory, life has gotten worse for the people who live in those places. And I think Israel's actions right now are justified, though we certainly hope that the carnage and the death comes to an end as soon as possible.
Now, in order, which of course, right, all on point. Now, what was interesting to me is that, and again, I if you heard me talking about this last hour, I'm the new host shine of Kristen Welker has worn off me already because I don't like the way she kind of badgers Matt, like just won't let him answer the question. It's really weird and keeps wanting to interrupt him. She kind of did it to Nikki Haley. She kind of did it to Antony Blinken when he was on. But so the lineup for Meet the Press had been, you know, Secretary of State Blinken and then Nikki Haley, candidate and former ambassador to the UN. And then, you know, Matt Gaetz was the next up. So in order to understand this next interchange, you kind of have to go back in the show a little bit. And this is why people underestimate Matt all the time, because they're not paying enough attention, okay? But Antony Blinken gets asked by her the question about whether having a no speaker in the House hampers the response if the U.S. wants to do something to help Israel. And his answer to that is very definitive.
Mr. Secretary, very quickly before we go, as you know, there is currently no Speaker of the House. Congress is in a state of paralysis. Is Congress able to respond should Israel ask for more aid from the United States? What's your message there?
And by the way, remember, you know, Antony Blinken represents the White House, Democrats. And so at a time of major instability and conflict, everybody's on the same side. Okay, so you might expect that he's going to give some, you know, answer slamming the Republicans. No, sir. No, that's not what he's going to do. Just like when she tries to get him to, you know, acknowledge this is an intelligence failure, both he and Nikki Haley were like, what are you talking about? Let's worry about Israel right now and ask those questions a little bit later. Anyway, so Antony Blinken is going to give an answer to this question. I want to get traffic first, though. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any accidents, and it is traffic light today because it is Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day.
It's Columbus Day.
Can I say...
Say whatever you want.
Okay, Columbus Day. And I don't know, dude.
Were you not sure whether you could say Columbus Day?
Well, I didn't know until, like, I know we're off for Columbus Day, not we, but...
On this station, we can say whatever we want. If you want to call
it... I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Fine.
Okay, 98, there are some visibility issues after that fire yesterday, so watch out for that. It's the only thing that I'm seeing, but it is traffic light because it is a holiday in some areas. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Don't text me about that. Okay, I don't want to get
Candy.
In trouble, right?
So back to Secretary of State Blinken gets asked by Kristen Welker, you know, is having a speakerless House a matter of vulnerability here because we can't respond appropriately to anything that Israel might ask of us?
So, Kristen, there's a tremendous amount of aid and assistance already in the pipeline. Back under President Obama, we signed a so-called Memorandum of Understanding with Israel that provides it with $3.8 billion a year in defense assistance, and much of that is ongoing. The contracts are moving forward. We do a lot of co-production with them. A lot is in the pipeline. At the same time, Israel has come to us and asked for some specific additional assistance. I'm sure you'll hear more about that probably later today. And we're responding to that, and we have the ability to do that.
So what's his answer to her question? Does this make Israel, the response to help Israel, are we more vulnerable and incapacitated by not having a speaker? His answer is no. That's a long Secretary of State answer for no. No problem. Okay, so we get back up to the Matt Gaetz interview, you know, third segment, and he's talking about Israel. And so she says, oh, I got a smart question.
Congressman, you say that you stand with Israel, you're ready to defend Israel, and yet you're completely incapable of helping Israel because you've brought Congress to a standstill, a state of paralysis, have you not?
Well, you just heard the Secretary of State reject that premise.
And he's going to go on, but just pause a second. All Matt did is completely embarrass Kristen Welker for asking him a question, which the Secretary of State already said, yeah, no, and explained why, yeah, no. But still, she's, you know, I feel like, you know, somebody didn't update my notes. Dang it. It's my show. Oh, why didn't you produce me better?
We have a 10-year ongoing memorandum of understanding that
he
sends
didn't reject
Israel,
it, Congressman.
You know, almost
he
four
he
bi-
called
hold on,
Congress
hold on,
to get back
hold on,
to work.
Hold on, let me get a word in here, Chris.
No, I heard the interview too, and he did reject it. He did say it.
Yeah, but what he said was there was no need in Israel that we're not going to be able to meet based on the funding that we've already approved for Israel. And the reason we have this multi-billion-dollar commitment each and every year to Israel is because we want Israel to have a qualitative military edge over everyone in the region. They have that edge.
Now he misspoke. He meant region. But yeah, I mean, and he's all he's doing is reading the transcript back to her. Oh, dear. Don't get in this fight. It's a bad fight for you.
Israel has air superiority now. We are seeing their armored vehicles in the north. I'm very concerned about what Hezbollah might do, what Lebanon might do there to try to create more instability. But there is no ask from Israel that we are unable to meet because it's going to take us a few days to pick a new speaker.
Yeah, and it was just kind of like that. I feel like Kristen Welker feels like her job is to kind of get in the middle and mix it all up. Mostly what she did is get in the middle and show that she doesn't really understand all the stuff she's talking about, or like kind of picking the wrong fights. You know what I mean? I understand picking fights when you've really got the truth and the evidence on your side. That's fine, okay? But picking fights where you're wrong and you seem to be doing it sort of just for like confrontation and click's sake? So I'm going to give you my early prediction on the longevity of Kristen Welker as the host of Meet the Press. I don't think it's going to last. 620 on News Radio 92.3. But it's early. People can turn it around. Not everybody was a fan of me in the beginning. I get it. Maybe she turns it all around. You never know. Maybe so. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you are thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to get your good quality, almost new car. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. And, you know, one of the things is when you go there, they're going to give you, if you wind up looking at a car like you're going to buy it, okay, you know, you sit in it, you fiddle with the knobs, you like it, you take it for a test drive, you like it. Okay, let's sit down and talk about a price. Well, they're going to give you two sheets of paper attached to each other. The first sheet is going to have the prices, all the numbers, all of the taxes, title, the trade-in if you have it, all of that. And then at the very bottom, there will be a number. And that's the only number you ever talk about. And once you settle on that number doesn't change. Okay, that is done. That's the out-the-door price of the car. There's no like, oh, hey, by the way, we meant to mention there's the undercoating fee and, you know, like that kind of stuff. None of that, okay? The second piece of paper is a Carfax, and that's going to have, if you don't know what a Carfax is, I don't mean to insult you if you do, but if you don't, okay, it's a vehicle maintenance history to the degree that the people doing the maintenance reported it to Carfax, which is not always 100%, but, you know, it's a good start. I still recommend you get a used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. It's well worth the money. I mean, I don't know these days. It used to be about $50. It might be $100, $150, but it's worth it, okay, before you buy a car. Anyway, from, you know, somebody other than, like, Frontier, if you're going to. But you say, well, why would you talk about that? Well, it's real simple. That's a good place to start. And if you're buying a car from somebody else and they don't give you a Carfax, just go to Frontier and they'll run it for you. Give them the VIN, no problem, no charge. And you're like, wow, why would they do that? Because they can. Because it helps, because it's just a way to serve the community. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the community, the Pensacola community, for more than 25 years behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that word.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border? Because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders. But Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Quite a situation, huh? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, about
beyond all recognition, right?
Yeah, got that right. Cool.
had one of those moments this weekend. We were biking Okaloosa on Okaloosa Island, and there was a bar there that I think it's, I don't know if it's closed or open. It's kind of in the rougher part of town with all the strip clubs. And it was called Foo Bar. And
right.
I realized that Saving Private Ryan, you know, fouled up beyond all recognition, although mm-hmm. that's not the version of it that most people know.
Right. It's a nice acronym.
So, yeah, right. So my wife is younger than I am, and she's always reminding me of the stuff that I take for granted that everybody knows, even though I try not to take for granted that people know stuff, but still, you know, sometimes you can't. And that's one where I'm like, well, I just assume that people know that acronym.
Right.
And so we're riding our bike. And I don't want to ask, because if you ask, then it's kind of condescending, like, you know, hey, do you know what that means? You know, like, yeah, I know what that means, you know. Okay. So she volunteered. She's like, what does that mean? And I said, I'm so glad you asked, because that confirms my fear that, right. you know, maybe not everybody knows what that means. So, yeah, fouled up beyond all recognition or other F words. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Well, taking a look over near Okaloosa Island and otherwise, 98 is not showing any slowdowns or delays except for maybe some visibility issues due to that fire yesterday. Some of the smoke still lingering around. 87 not showing any problems in Avalon. Good, all the way straight through. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there are reports of several Americans in Israel that were killed after the surprise attacks. So far, I have not seen an official number released, but I am seeing some reports on CNN that say at least four Americans have died in Israel, and that number is expected to rise. Blinken says the White House right now is working overtime on verifying information on U.S. citizens in Israel. And he says there's also a lot of reports of Americans that are not confirmed dead but are missing there. At least 2,400 people are feared dead after a pair of powerful earthquakes in Afghanistan. The first one there was a magnitude 6.3 that hit western Afghanistan on Saturday, and that was followed by a 6.1 earthquake. And UAW workers in the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks plant now set to go on strike after rejecting a tentative contract agreement over the weekend. In a letter on Sunday, UAW President Sean Fain said the workers voted against that deal, which apparently included a 19% pay raise. That union represents 4,000 workers.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 628 here on News Radio 92.3. This is something that I did not get into last week when it was sort of happening at the moment, and it's sort of still dealing with the lingering effects of this. But there's a synod had been called a synod on synodality for the for the Catholics, and Pope Francis had been asked a number of questions. They call them dubia, which is doubts or uncertainties, basically, by a group of bishops, a group of very conservative bishops, including, you might know, American Cardinal Raymond Burke, who's a very socially conservative Catholic bishop. I would just say Orthodox, but, you know, liberal Catholics would quibble with me. And since I'm not a Catholic, I don't want to put words in their mouths. But the dubium that they're asking about a variety of things, including, for example, gay marriage. And now, it's one of the topics. Other things about, you know, whether divine revelation changes within as culture changes, and it's very interesting answers by Pope Francis. Normally, for the dubia, you ask a question and they give you a yes or a no. Like, he gives a yes or a no, and then maybe you get a longer explanation if you have a meeting of some kind. Well, in this case, Pope Francis gave very long answers, and the answers are very interesting, particularly the one on same-sex marriage, because the dubium about the claim that the widespread practice of blessing of same-sex unions would be in accord with revelation of the magisterium, meaning not perform, not recognize, but can you bless a same-sex union? Can the church derogate from this principle objectively sinful, such as same-sex unions, without betraying revealed doctrine? Can you bless them while we still hold that they are fundamentally sinful? And Pope Francis's response is, some ways very clear, but in other ways it's very interesting. The church has had a very conception of marriage, an exclusive, stable, and indissoluble union between a man and a woman, naturally open to the begetting of children. It calls this union marriage. Other forms of union only realize it in a partial and analogous way. That's standard Catholic doctrine. But, he says later on, in dealing with people, we must not lose the pastoral charity that permeates all our decisions and attitudes. And he says, not as a rule, essentially, but that there might be certain very limited instances where practical discernment by the pastoral leadership team might allow you to maybe issue a blessing of some sort.
Jalosi, Israeli Defense Forces regaining control of areas near the Gaza Strip.
We know that for a while they were controlling villages, they were going door to door, they were killing families. We also heard the Israelis have completely blockaded Gaza, and the Israeli Defense Forces come out with a statement saying that they have ordered a complete blockade.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. There are about 700 reported deaths in Israel. Nearly 500 have been killed in Gaza. At least four Americans are among the dead. It's believed Hamas is holding more than 100 hostages. The Wall Street Journal reporting the terror organization had some help from Iran.
Hamas and Hezbollah are just tools of Iran. This is 100% an Iranian-backed one, Israel.
That's Congressman Michael Waltz on the Fox News Rundown podcast. President Biden pledging his administration's support. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy, 53 degrees in Pensacola. A Texas man has died after a crash on I-110 over the weekend. FHP says that man was a passenger in a vehicle that was headed northbound on 110 when the driver lost control of the vehicle. This happened early on Saturday morning. The vehicle ran off the road, ran down an embankment, up the embankment on the opposite side of the road, and then rolled, hitting several trees. Troopers say the 33-year-old male driver and a 32-year-old female passenger both suffered serious injuries in the crash. The 33-year-old Texas man was killed. FHP says charges are currently pending, that case still being investigated. A man's been arrested over the weekend after allegedly holding a woman and a child hostage with a firearm. This happened at a home on Beeman Avenue on Saturday. The incident was reported after a woman arrived at the sheriff's office, said she just escaped from the home and the child was still there. A sheriff's office SWAT team responded to the home, ultimately convincing 26-year-old Jerry Foster to release the child and surrender. Foster now being held without bond on aggravated assault, kidnapping, false imprisonment, and obstruction of justice charges. And the good news is that child was returned unharmed. Well, another group of Starlink satellites orbiting the Earth after a SpaceX launch in California.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff.
And SpaceX conducted a successful Falcon 9 launch at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California this morning. The payload was 21 more Starlink satellites. The particular rocket that was used flew in its 14th mission. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans that they say can't get out or are being held hostage. Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the challenges in Operation Promised Land are obvious.
There's a kinetic threat from the sky that's present, which we're used to dealing with, honestly, from Ukraine. We've dealt with missiles before. There's a cyber threat. There's an assassination threat. There's an absolute kidnapping threat.
And Stern says he's received several dozen requests now for help to rescue Americans that are stuck in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern is urging anyone with relatives in harm's way to register with both the U.S. State Department and with his organization. And again, that is Project Dynamo. Well, the latest round of violence in the Middle East now dividing people here in Florida. Pro-Palestine and pro-Israel groups rallied in Tampa Bay and Fort Lauderdale over the weekend. Police officers and deputies kept the peace. A lawyer for Muslim Legal tells the Tampa Bay Times Israeli police have caused loss of innocent life for the Palestinians. An Israeli supporter tells 7 News that Hamas kills babies. Police say one person was arrested at the rally in Fort Lauderdale. And Governor Ron DeSantis and others showing their support for Israel over the weekend. The governor tweeting yesterday that the rallies in Tampa and Fort Lauderdale supporting Hamas are abhorrent. And DeSantis called Hamas a terrorist group and dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Senator Marco Rubio also says we need to support Israel in tweets that he made. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Hey, good morning. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. There's some visibility issues, it looks like, on 98 after a bad fire in Gulf Breeze yesterday. So other than that, and there are, as I understand, like some of the sheriff's department in the median to help direct just in case. But if you see an accident or a slowdown, text in your traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a nice day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures near 78 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. We're going to be warming up as we go into Tuesday with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy skies. Low Tuesday night near 68 degrees. 70% chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 53 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 47 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Setting up automatic payments is the easiest way to manage your credit card bills, but it's also costing many consumers money. By setting up automatic payments, or autopay, you authorize companies to pull money directly from your checking account to settle recurring bills. In theory, autopay enrollment should lead to reduced credit card fees, since customers who sign up for automated payments are less likely to forget to pay and thus can avoid late fees and interest charges. But consumers often wind up underpaying when they autopay, leading them to pay more in interest. About 3,900 UAW members with Mack trucks are on strike after a majority of members rejected a tentative agreement reached last week by the union and company. The tentative agreement was voted down by 73% of UAW members who voted. Workers at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida started striking this morning. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open due to the conflict in Israel. And that's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's the last month to bring out a blanket and lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Crosstown, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock and blues. Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Crosstown.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win.
Jared brings him back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers out to his left, far side of the field. He's going to look that direction. Doesn't see anything. Then he does fire it up towards the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Argos. And the Argos draw first blood in this one. Jacoby Quillen with a touchdown catch. Rugby-style punt. This might be his best kick of the day. Drives Virgil Lemons back deep into his own end. But could there be a return? Lemons dances through the right side. Gets away from the first guy. Turns it up the sidelines. I'm looking for Laundrie. I don't see any. Nice return by Virgil Lemons, the third. Pee-wee Jarrett, hands off. Another big hole, right side of the line. C.J. Wilson just dancing away from people. Cuts it back to the left. He's going to get it to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. C.J. Wilson, 36 yards out.
The most exciting part of this game was when Will Kennedy was realizing that the touchdown he thought Shorter had scored was actually a field goal, and Shorter had to go negative 4 points. That was the most – I mean, it's, you know – in the grand scheme of things, it was an absolute blowout. 42-3 UWF wins over Shorter at home for homecoming. Big win for the team. Joining us now, we have Brian Henry. He is the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, welcome back to the show. Go Argos!
Go Argos, Andrew. Always good to be back on a Monday after a win.
Always after a big win. Now, Shorter is a team that we are, what, making them flee the conference? Is that the deal?
Yeah, they've chosen to take their conference to more of a private school-oriented league in Conference Carolinas next year. So, but they'll still be in a scheduling agreement, so it may not be the last time we see them.
Okay, so they are, I'll say it, they appear to be leaving the conference to get away from us. West Georgia is leaving the division. I won't say to get away from us because they play us pretty good, but it seems like the Gulf South Conference is shrinking, and every year we have this scheduling problem of trying to find enough games to play. Is this becoming more pressing as a problem as the conference shrinks?
Obviously, anytime you lose members, it's going to cause some scheduling questions for not so much the other sports, because there's still 12, 11 teams in the league. But football is a priority for the commissioner, and he's constantly working on trying to find conferences to have scheduling alliances with, whether it's conferences that are in our region and Super Region 2, or even going outside the region to try to kind of expand our competitive footprint.
Okay. All right. Well, if we have to start playing games in like Mexico and Great Britain in order to get our games in, I'm not sure I'm going to be a fan of that.
I think it's to that point yet.
Not quite there. Okay.
I think you will start to see some neutral site games that may be like a halfway point between our footprint and the footprint of another league.
Okay.
I think that is something they are exploring.
Okay, and that makes sense because you may have this situation for other teams in other leagues as well. You know, it could be that dominant team in the California leagues, whatever they are, you know, for example. Speaking of this game for just a second, the offense was everybody. And the defense was ridiculous. I mean, ridiculously good, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think I've said it before, this is as good of a defense in the regular season as we've ever had. We've always been, seems like our defense kicks it up in the postseason time when it really, really matters. But defensive coordinator Cavell Connor and his group are just so much better than other teams already. And we're only 5-6 games into the season.
No,
our defense, they do create problems for other teams.
And again, maybe I'm wrong. You tell me if I've got this wrong, but the big play is not as much what we're seeing on offense, but we are still dominating on offense, going for that medium level play, which you say is a strategy of Coach Nobles and his offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're still putting up. I mean, we've scored 40 points in our last three games.
Right.
I mean, it's still an exciting team. I mean, it's not like we're just throwing five-yard passes over and over and over. I mean, we still – our running game finally exploded like they were hoping it would, and we had three, four, five runs over 30 yards. So, I mean, and it was it was all three backs. It was C.J. Wilson. It was Jamontez Woods. It was T.J. Lane. I mean, if you have three guys that are doing that to teams, then as long as the offensive line is healthy and creating holes, you're going to be very, very successful on offense.
And not as many penalties this time, I think, but still far too many, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you'd like to say there's nowhere to go but down after the 17 against North Greenville. But, yeah, I mean, you need to get those penalties down. I mean, it's always a problem when you're holding and taking away 12, 14-yard plays, but still had 9 penalties for 82 yards, so... It is getting better and trending better.
Yeah, but like you say, you know, better from 17. the more horrifying thing would be that it wasn't getting better. Well, you know, upcoming, we've got I don't have the schedule in front of me. Who do we play this next week?
We're at West Alabama.
At West Alabama.
Saturday afternoon. It's a 4:00 kick up in Livingston. So fans that are going to watch the Alabama-Arkansas game at 11 a.m. can finish it off and then come down the road to Livingston and watch the Argos play.
Oh, nice. Yeah, make it a twofer. I like that idea. And for homecoming, everybody won. Women's volleyball, men's and women's soccer.
Volleyball continues. Soccers both were unbeaten on their trips to Montevallo and AUM. And so it was a good thing. And then Soccers are at home. They're going to play out at Shoreline Field again in Gulf Breeze this weekend against Christian Brothers of Union. But, we've made that a fun atmosphere out there. They've had the food truck out there for concessions. So it's they're making it into an exciting time.
How the one issue that's come up with that particular field is parking. Do you have any feedback? I don't know if you were at any of the games, but did you notice parking or did you hear anything about parking being a shortage?
I didn't hear of it, but I mean, there is the Friday game. They're night games this weekend, so there shouldn't be a problem parking in the library, the Gulf Breeze Library parking lot.
Yeah,
and even the community center on the other side of the ball field.
And the high school's not that really far away, too. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you just have to park at the high school, but the library has a good chunk of parking, and then the community center has enough that it would satisfy a crowd of a couple hundred.
Okay. It had come up when I was talking to somebody else last week, and I was curious if you'd heard anything about that. So that's helpful.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last one, it was hard to judge because the Friday game was in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay,
We aren't having to play at 1 a.m., 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. again.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's a good thing.
Well, Brian Henry is the Director of Athletic Communications for your UWF Argos. Brian, go Argos, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
So Argos, Andrew.
All right, 648 News Radio 92.3 Candy has traffic for you.
And again, not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running smoothly. We're not showing any problems. I-10, I-110 looks like it's just flowing smoothly in both directions. A little bit of visibility issues we're getting rid of in 98 after that fire yesterday. It's in Gulf Breeze. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or maybe both, you know, sometimes people do both. Because if you sell, you got to buy, right? But, you know, and you're not sure what to do, and you're not sure what the market's going to do in the next month or so, and you're not sure, or 2 months or 3 months, and you're not sure where it is now, and especially in different price ranges, right? I mean, people tend to think like a market is a whole thing, but, you know, the market in Gulf Breeze at $500,000 might be very different from the market in Pensacola, you know, at $700,000 or at $400,000. And so knowing the region and also the market and the price range, I mean, these are all interesting, you know, features of buying and selling homes. And, you know, where is it scarce and where is there plenty and where can you negotiate and where can't you negotiate, right? Well, that's what Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty know. I mean, they know this cold. They sold 230 homes last year, 230 homes last year. They know how to get you the best deal on either side. And one of the advantages if you're buying with them, like you're using them as your buyer's agent, they know the seller's mindset because they sell so well that they know exactly how to speak the seller's language as the buyer's agent. Like that's one of the big advantages, I think, of using them as a buyer, especially if you're a first-time buyer. Man, I would love to have been a first-time buyer using Christina Leavenworth as my agent. She's just fantastic. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for gallon gas, 370. Florida average is 346. Let's see. Mississippi has 314. California is 580. That's down about a quarter since last week, just for perspective. 309 in Navarre east at the Walmart. 307 west at the Walmart. These prices are all lower. 305. We're starting to get towards under $3 a gallon. Thanks, Biden. at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 329 in proper. 311 at the Raceway in Milton, 309 at the P Ridge Murphy, and 319 at a couple of stations through Pace. That's not getting any better recently. 293, there you go, at the Walmart on 9 Mile. Just barely under $3. 303 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 27. Coming in from the southwest side, 312 at the Murphy. You pay about 20 cents to live on the southwest side. That's just the reality of it. There you go. So, you know, drive safe, get good deals. 652 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we are getting some reaction to this conflict in Israel today. Ninoska Ravid lives in Israel and recalls the horrifying moments when that conflict began on Saturday.
They went into homes. They pulled people out of their homes because for the first time in I don't know how long, there were terrorists all throughout Israel with guns just shooting people in the street.
And Ravid says there were bombs going off. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage so far. A man is dead and several others injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say that happened yesterday at a private community center in Indiana County there. At least 8 people were wounded and hospitalized, and nobody was in custody as of late last night. Today is a big day for explorers.
It said Columbus discovered America in 1492. He was actually looking for a water route from Europe to Asia, but he wasn't the first explorer to the New World. The Vikings were here in the 10th century with Leif Erikson. Historians say you really only know who he is because of SpongeBob. No kidding.
Hey, everybody, it's Leif Erikson Day. Hinga dinga durgan.
And while we really don't know which explorer was here first, we do celebrate Indigenous people today. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
That's great. What a great report. That's awesome. Oh, man. Thanks so much. I needed that. That's funny. 437-1620. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to make of that. That's great. I will say that, you know, I want to get into it. Okay. Did people prior to Columbus's voyages think that the world was flat?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Yeah, they couldn't have, right?
Nobody ever thought the world was flat. That's idiotic. But it's the thing, not idiotic. You just, it's what people are taught. They're taught that, you know, the sailors of the day in Columbus's day were all afraid to go with Columbus to the edge of the world and maybe fall off. Bold. No, everybody knew the world was round.
I don't know. I still know people that are convinced it's flat.
Well, you know, modern people are even in this day and age. Yeah, Washington Irving invented this myth in a non, like a semi-fictional biography of Christopher Columbus. This is not accurate. Yeah, I mean, just it's common. Think about it. Okay, are sailors typically like the cutting edge? Let's experiment on the wild scientific theory types. You know. No.
Not now.
No, not ever. Right. And so, no, they knew the world was round. Here's the funny part. They just thought it was a lot smaller. Where were they going? What did they name when they arrived at land? What'd they call it? The Indies, right? They called it the East Indies, right? Because they thought they'd arrived in the outlying islands around India. They thought that they didn't know there was a Pacific Ocean. So they thought the world was really small. They thought they were going to go to Asia and find a short route, okay? That's what they thought. They didn't think there was continents and two oceans here. So they discover land. They think they've arrived at the Indies. They think they've circumnavigated a very small globe. No, they knew. Look at the horizon. The world is round. Sailors aren't dumb. So anyway, this just, it drives me crazy that, well, you're like the flat earthers. Show me one in history. Anyway, sorry. It's one of those like perpetual myths that people believe because they've been told or taught. And, you know, like to debunk these things. At least maybe a few people will be more informed in the future. So I get it. I get annoyed at it. I do. It's one of those ones I get annoyed at. Candy's got traffic on the fire. Sorry, I didn't mean to set you up, Candy. I know that's like the...
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't around like you were a million years ago.
I was.
Okay.
Very old.
Brent Lane was.
I'm a vampire.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, see, everything comes into focus now, doesn't it?
Except for Gulf Breeze and Naval Live Oaks. Oh, my gosh, so hazy. Somebody sent us a video a little earlier. Be very careful driving on 98, and you're going to have some visibility issues, it looks like. Certainly use caution wherever you are, and be careful. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I actually just was posting that video on our Facebook
video,
page.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, it's pretty wild. It's just be careful. It's very, very, mm-hmm. very hazy.
Yeah, give
there.
Yourself a little extra time if you're going to the Naval Live Oaks area, and thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually got a really good note in from Jason over at Channel 3.
Yeah, yeah,
letting us know
Jason
about. He's
Robbins.
Driving around this morning. You know, Jason, and he's the best. Jason
he
Robbins
is the best.
Hey, if you are working on a home improvement project of any kind and you need tools, you need equipment, you need safety gear, or you need advice, come for the advice. You know, like, come for the hammer, stay for the advice. That's kind of like the idea at Pensacola Hardware, because they know. They know how to do it. They've been doing it for, well, you know, since 1851, so an awfully long time. What's that, 172 years? 172 years. Just kind of wrap your brain around that. Like, they're getting close to the bicentennial of... If just to put this in perspective, yeah, I mean, can you think of it like the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware? And it's here, you know, it's in Pensacola Hardware. So anyway, go down, get advice, get your gear, whatever you need to do. It's just a great, and just, I mean, make it a fun day. Like you can go there as a date or take your kids or whatever. It's just that kind of a place to go. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 658 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It feels like a weird Monday of future news. Well, there it is. Future news.
All right, a quick future news here. Let's see. War in Israel. Does Israel attack Iran now that we have more and more growing confirmation that Iran was behind? Which, of course, they were. Nobody doubts that seriously. Anyway, does Israel actually go to war with Iran directly?
Yes. I don't know. I hope not, but yes.
You know, if you want to strike back against the source of the problem... Man, that's a hard call to make. It's easy enough to work against, well, not easy, to work against Hezbollah and Hamas. And, oh, man, that concerns me. Casino Beach Pier, how long till it gets fixed? Fixed.
Oh, a year?
Yeah, 6 months to a year. They're saying 6 months, but, yeah, I think it's going to be a minute. Will the Pace Community Center be renamed after Don Salter?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that's an easy peasy. Will the Tiger Point Community Center, James Calkins's idea, be named after the Gateses?
No, because you're making fun of it.
No, that's the silliest thing I ever heard.
Not naming the Calkins. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna name it after yourself,
just
yeah, man.
Go for it. Will the Catholic Church? Will there be much change with this small change in policy on same-sex marriage?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
you're listening to News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.